The day services we've had to close, and we're very concerned about some of the people who were previously accessing our day services because we know that they are going to struggle with lockdown in the same way we all do. But I think we see that their reaction to lockdown, their lack of routine, is going to be really deeply upsetting for them and cause high levels of anxiety. For the people we care for in our residences, so far we've lost probably about one in six of our carers who've had to isolate or had to shield. So it's put a both a human cost and a financial cost on us as a charity. We're struggling to be able to provide the care that we would want to do, and we're facing the costs of having to pay for sick leave, bring in agency staff in order to maintain the care package that these people's needs. It has hit us hard. We estimate at the moment that if it continues like this, about £1 million of our turnover is at threat this year. So I manage six of our charity shops across Kent and Sussex. We've had to close them. So immediately we've lost the extra income that our care is reliant on, that subsidises what we do. So that's now all gone. There are a lot of issues. So, I mean, I think we've seen systemically that care has been underfunded, or we have had to fundraise, we've had to get charity shops up and running in order to be able to make sure we have the income that we need to provide the care. This is just adding extra pressure. People worry about it, you know, when we have when we hear of other care homes or places where COVID has been diagnosed. Obviously our staff's anxiety levels increase, and we're needing to support our staff as well as the people that use our services during this time. But our PPE costs have increased hugely over the last 2 or 3 weeks. We estimate we've spent about £12,000 of additional money in securing PPE, and that's when we've been able to secure it. It's been, I'm describing it as a wild west frontier at the moment in terms of having to try and hunt down PPE and try and make sure we buying it, but also buying it at a value that we can afford, and that's increasingly difficult. So we call on government to continue to make good the promises they've made that testing and PPE will be available to our staff who are doing the most amazing job caring for our residents and also for our residents, to make sure they are treated with dignity and get access to testing when they need it. Our services can't afford to close. We're a vital part of the care community. In the same way the NHS is, we feel we're very much at that front line, and the more we're able to care for the 100 and well, it's almost 200 residents who live with us. We're caring for them, and we are preparing to be able to give round-the-clock nursing for them in order to prevent that burden being picked up by elsewhere in the system.